Hello, my name is Vesa Juvonen, and in this particular video, we will have a closer look on the user profile client-side object model, as in the user profile CSAM. This particular example is also part of the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices guidance, and you can easily access this information and all of the samples using the github.com/officedev/bnp address. And from our wiki, you can find additional information, or you can type in aka.ms/officedevbnp, and you will actually land to the wiki page as well. You can find the wiki on the right side, and clicking the wiki icon, you can land on this wiki page. And from here, you can always find the latest and greatest related on what has been released in the past month, what is the examples, how do I contribute or get started, or how do I run or start using these capabilities within my own development. And also, for example, how do I use my Office 365 developer patterns and practices against SharePoint of 2013 in on-premises. There's a lot of good videos and got a lot of other references in the wiki as well. In this particular example, we're going to concentrate on the user profile CSAM capabilities. And this is a relatively simple example, and it's completely independent, so it's underneath the samples. And then user profile and CSAM, user profile manipulation.csam. And this is a property hosted application which is used and can be used to modify or first of all read your user profile, but then also modify your user profile settings and manipulate updates as needed. So let's jump on the code side. We have that application already deployed and it's running in my Visual Studio. And it's a pretty typical patterns and practices example. It concentrates on showing you the scenario, and then obviously you can learn from here how to do this, and then we can combine this functionality to any other production ready or production deployment. So first of all, the scenario number one, get user profile properties. I'm going to click here to see the user profile property page. And before I click that run scenario, I'm going to quickly go and put a breakpoint on my code, so we're able to actually see what's happening in the code as well. So I'm going to quickly put those breakpoints on the location. As mentioned, this is relatively simple stuff, so it's how to access your current user's user profile and how to use CSAM to return all the user profile properties. So let's run that scenario. Our breakpoint will hit. And what will happen and what you see is happening within the code is that we're using the client-side object model or the user profile client-side object model. We're using the people picker, and that's part of the CSAM for the client-side object model. I'm going to quickly actually zoom you on that one. So to make this happen, we have a reference to Microsoft SharePoint client and user profiles DLL or assembly. And that's actually providing all the needed APIs to access the user profile within the Office 365 or within your on-premises using then the client-side object model. We're accessing the My Properties and we're loading the My Properties, and that's it. And then what we're doing within this example, we're not interested on any exact values. We're just outputting all of my user profile property values into that text box, which we actually saw on the page. So we're able to see stuff like user profile, seat information, AD GUID, account name, the full name of the accounts. There's a lot of interesting additional information here. What the SharePoint is, for example, storing on us in the user profile. And you would see all the user profile properties and their values, whatever you have in the user profile store, including all of the custom user profile properties, which you might or might not have within your tenant or within your SharePoint deployment. And this is actually nothing new. So this capability has been available since 2013 release. But then quite recently, last autumn, 2014 autumn, we released the capability on using the CSAM also to update user profile property information. And this is actually not that complicated thing, but it's just a it's just that it's now available as part of the CSAM. It used to be something where you'd have to fall back on the web service implementation or web service interface, but now it's exposed using a CSAM API. And what we have here is just a simple scenario where we updated one user profile property, and it's an about me property. Right now we're outputting that value in here. And then we can actually provide the new value. I'm going to put something like new updated and a marker on my updated value. And let's click a run scenario. And this is actually almost as simple as the above example. I can quickly zoom in the code. There we go. We're using the people manager, and we're using, well, we're just loading the properties to get an account name actually available. So we're able to then update my particular users, which the account name is now matching to my particular user. It's a good thing to note here that, and then we're updating opposite the updated value. So it's a single method which we execute, and then it's all done. It's a good thing to notice that updating of a user profile property values will work if you're updating your personal user profile property values, as you can see here, without any issues. So here we see the new updated marker that it has been actually truly updated. I'm going to quickly update it one more time to get rid of that extra text on the user profile. So I can easily update my personal user profile properties as long as those user profile properties has been marked as editable. So they have to be marked as editable so that I'm able to edit them. And that's a setting within the user profile store. And that's actually something which you can quickly have a look on from the admin UI. So all of those user profile properties which we can and which we want to update or expose as an update capability within the customizations, you need to mark them as an editable in the user profile. And this is just a JavaScript exception on the admin UI. We don't need to worry about that one. Let's jump on the SharePoint admin, and then we're going to go to the user profile service configuration. So I'm going to go to the user profiles. And from the user profiles, we're able to then see individual user properties. And good example of a user property which can be manipulated is the about me property. And so that has been marked as a custom or editable. Not all of these are marked as editable, because some of them are synced from the Azure AD, as an example. So therefore, they are not exposed as a property which you can modify. So let's see where we have about me. There it is, and I'm going to actually just quickly edit that one. So the first of all, the properties which I'm able to update to my personal site has to be marked as editable, like mentioned. So let's check that one setting whenever we get the page available. The second thing is that using the normal context, I can't update any other user's user profile properties. To be able to do that, I need to connect and take a connection to the admin URL, to the SharePoint admin URL. And that's a typical case where you want to update, for example, synchronize other people's attributes from on-premises or some LOB system to their user profiles within the cloud. And that means that you need to actually connect to the or point the URL to this URL. And you need to be a tenant administrator to do that. And after that, you're able to then modify the individual properties and profiles of the other persons as well. Scanning down here, there's the edit settings, which has to be done for all of the properties which we are planning to update. So we need to have that edit setting in the allow users to edit the values for this property, and it was the edit setting functionality. The final piece of scenarios which we have on the example is just the multi-value property updates. So if I go here and click that one, you're able to see that right now my skill set has been, I think I have like six or five or four different values as my skills. I'm PowerPoint creation and so on, and I can talk Finglish, which is really one of my favorite languages. I can add then other languages or other skills also here as well. So I can also write some code. I can't write any English though, but I can write some code. And I can add that as a skill to the list. And then if we want to update that information, we're able to then run the scenario number 3. And we just use a slightly different method because it's a multi-value property in the user profile. We're using just a slightly different method to actually update the information. There we go. So it's a list of strings because the user profile property values are actually string values. We're storing them to the skills, and then we're calling the set multi-value valued profile property for that particular account, which is in this case me, my SPS skills property, and then the list of actual skills which I want to add there. And then executing that information means that we're executing that information for me. And as mentioned, if I would like to update any of the other persons and other persons' user profile, I need to use then the actual admin URL. So I can't point it within a normal user profile application unless we do an admin URL context. I can't point and not start updating other persons. But you can certainly achieve that if you change the URLs. And again, that might be or might not be based on your business requirements. That's all we're going to do within this demo. So thanks for your time, and have a look on the code more detailed in the patterns and practices guidance. Just pull down the GitHub repo and have a look on what we have available. And then use the Yammer group, the patterns and practices Yammer group, for any questions. So thanks for your time, and hopefully this was useful.